Pickaxe.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hello, my friend. My name's Sean, and I want to end your suffering. No, not like that. With meditation in my new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers. Each episode, I'll take you through how mindfulness can help you to feel less anxious and frustrated and put you on a path of happiness, all through the lovely, grimy lens of video games. So make time to level up your mental health and take the first step on your spiritual skill tree. Join me and subscribe to Mindfulness for Gamers right here, right now.
Hello and welcome back to The Review of Death, a Doctor Who podcast, your fortnightly home for Doctor Who news and reviews. I'm Matthew Toffolo, that's Billy Garrett-John. What's been happening in the last fortnight, Billy?
Well, look, we are here to preview The Power of the Doctor. Oh my God, it's got a title.
Oh yeah.
That's the first time those words have been said in this room.
True. Oh yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
So we've got a title. We're going to run through the centenary, everything we know from DWM,
yep.
And also the Variety, the snippet of the Variety article that came out as of recording today,
yep.
Which is Monday the 26th. And yeah, maybe there'll be a trailer between now and the episode coming out.
We were kind of hoping we would get a trailer before this went out. I bet it will come out this weekend, yeah. After this episode goes out.
Yeah, probably. But there's still another episode of the podcast to come between now and whenever the centenary is coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can mop up any trailery bits in that next one.
Yeah.
If we do miss it. But it just goes to show, don't listen to a word anybody says on Twitter, because the number of people that replied to me going, maybe there'll be a trailer tonight for, I can't remember what it was, all said, no, Saturday or Sunday.
Yeah, yeah.
For Strictly This Weekend. Oh, okay, people must know stuff. It's kind of in the ether. People don't know fucking anything. Didn't happen. So it just goes to show, don't listen to any Tom, Dick or Harry on Twitter.
No.
They don't know what they're talking about. And yeah. I thought I knew better, but I don't. So there we go. And a few other things, a few other bits of housekeeping. The Whittaker era poll is still open.
Mm.
It will be open for another couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We've already had over 1,000 respondents, individual respondents.
Impressive. I've not done it yet. I need to do it.
You do.
Have you done it?
I have done it.
Yeah.
Twice, so I could rig the voting. I'm joking. I haven't looked at all of the results yet, and obviously they're still coming in.
Yeah.
There are some runaways.
Right.
And there's also a few that I think would interest us. It's more the ones that have got zero votes that I'm interested in.
Ooh,
dissecting.
Okay.
Because at the moment, there is an episode with zero votes.
Interesting. Wow.
Which is going to be... So we'll see if that maintains that position.
Okay.
I would be surprised if it gets to the sort of day that we come to reveal the results and it's still got no votes.
Okay,
but
interesting.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah. Wow, out of 1,000 people, it didn't get any votes.
Yeah.
That's quite remarkable.
And that was one of the ones you couldn't skip as well. Because there's a few you can skip. Like, not everybody's read the 13th Doctor novel.
No, I wouldn't have a clue.
Exactly. So, don't worry about voting on those ones.
Three novels in 5 years. Incredible, isn't it?
I know. Yeah. I mean...
Well, I guess the Ace one counts as well, doesn't it?
I get the ones that... I think you kind of feel like it makes more sense for them to push the money into the collected short stories.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10, it's got Missy on the cover and characters that I've got no real interest in knowing any more about.
Yeah.
So I don't get them. The Al Duar interview, we did a Patreon exclusive. So it's 10 extra minutes of questions.
Yep.
Where you can find out about some more stuff that didn't make it to the final
TARDIS
playset. And then he also talks about his most hated action figures from the
room. Yes.
Which is very interesting. And a bunch of other things as well. So that's there. And finally, every single UK number one for every episode of Doctor Who we've reviewed is now in a tidy little playlist on Spotify. Links for that will be somewhere else. I had to get rid of Lad Baby Sausage Rolls Christmas Song with Ed Sheeran and Elton John because it's the worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Sorry, I don't know. That was just like you were speaking a different language. What has that got to do?
So you know that Lad Baby? The Lad Baby?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's him and his wife and his little kid.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And they sing about sausage rolls and they get in the Christmas number one Right. Maybe the last 2 years.
Oh, okay.
But they got Elton John and Ed Sheeran on the last one.
Right.
And it is just an abomination to recorded sound. It's the most awful record you've ever heard in your life.
Wow.
So Christmas number ones, as a rule, are not going to be part of that voting because I just can't bring myself to include that on the list. It's just shit. So, anyway, the Centenary Special.
Yeah.
We have a title, Matthew.
The Power of the Daleks. Doctor.
I've got a note here. The Power of the Doctor, October, PM. Because we still don't know any of that stuff.
No.
It's some,
is that
some
question
point
mark, what PM, what Prime Minister, what Prime Minister are we going to have?
Very nice.
I met the Prime Minister's brother on
you
the weekend.
Did. What was that about?
We were just having lunch.
Yeah.
Myself, Mario and Annie. And
in the Hilton.
In the Hilton, yeah, no.
In the Ivy.
Boston Tea Party.
Mm.
And this gentleman comes up to us.
Yeah.
And says, oh, hello, Mario. And Mario's like, oh, hello. I can't remember his name, isn't it? It's appalling. And he was like, oh, Mario and I used to go to the same tennis club. I was like, oh, okay. He said, I'm going to do a bit of name dropping now. He said, just to get out of the way. He said, but I know you're going to ask Mario, but you might not be aware, but my sister just got a new job the other day. She's the new Prime Minister of Great Britain.
At which point, not because of the relation to the Prime Minister, just because of the atrocious name dropping, you glass the cunt straight away.
He was a lovely man. And he said, I am not a Conservative voter. He said, and...
So he was a lovely man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He was a lovely man. I mean, her dad is very... Well, mum, dad and brother are as left... As
really?
You could be. You know,
really?
They're down the road, they're that left.
Wow.
But she is on the side of evil.
of evil
devils.
And the monsters, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's your political commentary for the episode. Mm. Written by Chris Chibnall, directed by Jamie Magnus Stone. Name me all the episodes Jamie Magnus Stone has directed for Doctor Who.
I've got freaking clue.
The Halloween Apocalypse.
Yeah.
War of the Sontarans.
Oh, good, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Village of the Angels.
Oh, he's all right then.
Spyfall Part 1, Praxeus. Okay.
I mean, that's not his fault.
Ascension of the Cybermen.
Yeah, okay.
And the Timeless Children.
Right, okay.
So, you know, not a terrible
lineup. No, he's got some good ones there.
And at the moment, we know starring Jodie Whittaker, Mandip Gill, John Bishop, Sacha Dhawan, Sophie Aldred, Janet Fielding. Just seeing those names in the lineup alongside everybody else is nuts.
Yeah, seeing the pictures in DWM this week was weird.
And their interviews were lovely as well.
They were really good.
Yeah.
Sophie Aldred filmed in Bristol.
I know. Where was that?
I don't know. She said at a museum.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it was the museum or maybe the M Shed or...
Yeah, yeah. So
I don't know, We the Curious or somewhere. I don't know.
Well, we'll find out.
We will find out.
Patrick O'Kane as a Shad.
Yeah.
Gemma Redgrave as Kate Stewart and Nicholas Briggs as the Daleks / Cybermen / whatever else they fancy bringing back. Because it's trailed indeed. Oh, this is the nice text list one.
It is. Yeah, you I get it through the post.
Get it through the post. It's been trailed as a Master-centric episode.
Yeah.
Do you buy that? Or do you think he's just going to be a small cog in the kind of grand scheme of all the Doctor's baddies come back and try and offer?
I don't. Yeah, probably. Mm. I think he'll be the main focus. But yeah, he will be instrumental in everyone coming together. Mm. And I think reading the interview with the guy who plays a Shard was quite interesting because he was like, "Oh, you know, there's the Master doesn't really give a shit that a Shard's back."
Yeah,
but for a Shard, he's like,
"It's a personal.
It's a personal thing. Yeah, you shrunk me."
Yeah, he's. I wonder if they'll address that, like the Master being trapped in an exploding. Capital.
Yeah, with the Cybermasters. Yeah. It's still the worst name ever.
It is.
It's a crap name.
They look cool.
The new ones look much better.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I'll speak as I find, because I thought the original ones were ridiculous.
Mm.
The faces look mad. But now they've changed them. They've given them the just standard Cyberman slit mouth, and they've curved the teardrops because they were like rectangular or like sharp corners.
Really?
The original ones, and it just looked weird.
Mm.
And like the frowny face, like.
I'm still not getting the these ones still have spikes on them.
They do, but they're different. They're all new suits. They're like scalloped. They look more like Batman. They've got like Batman's gauntlets arms and stuff.
Okay.
And they're covered in like Gallifreyan symbols and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I thought they looked grand.
Yeah. There's a black pictures. One, I think. There's one
there?
Black. And,
oh, cool.
Yeah. There's, and they've got different.
That'll set Twitter off.
Different thingies, their headdresses. Yeah, they're different colours. Mm. There's a gold one and a silver one, I think.
Ooh, nice. Yeah. Well, those are great variants for the action figure range when eventually those come out. let's read the synopsis. This is the only official synopsis I can find as of recording, right? Tell me, you know, how much you can glean from the episode from this. Having faced many perilous journeys, battling some of the most feared monsters throughout space and time, it's the final installment for the 13th Doctor. This epic blockbuster special will see the Doctor fight evil across the galaxy one last time, but just who will she come up against in her final battle before the Doctor regenerates once more? So that's the whole plot of Power of the Doctor.
I mean, that was basically like, she's going to have a baddie to fight and she's going to regenerate.
I mean, we would have got something a bit more substantial than that
in
past iterations of the programme.
Yeah, and maybe slightly more cryptic.
Yeah, because that's just sort of, she's here, that is like a statement of what Doctor Who is.
Yeah.
You know, baddies, time and space, tune in.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is her last one.
Exactly.
She's going to regenerate at the end.
I think the far more interesting quote, of course, is beware the forces that mass against you and their master, which was teased at the end of Flux.
Yeah.
We know, obviously, who that relates to. Mm. Who else Pigbin Josh is back.
Yes, you heard it here for folks.
Who else do you think we're going to get besides Cybees, Dalekies, and anything else teased that we...
I hope there's no more. I really hope there's nothing else.
Sontarans, probably. Weeping Angels, probably. Even if they're just cameos.
Do you reckon? Oh, I hope not. I just want it to be... I mean, it's bad enough that it's all that lot on top of everybody else.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's my concern, is that it's just going to be too much going on.
And that was your main concern when the trailer came out. And that's been everybody's kind of main concern, is it's going to be too much.
Yeah.
I will say, it is 90 minutes at least.
That is the sort of one saving grace.
It's not a minute 15. You know, you can still cram a decent amount in those 15 minutes extra.
I used to hate it when they were like, oh, this is an extended episode. And it's like, it's 10 minutes long.
It's 59 minutes. Reading the stuff in DWM and any more stuff that's kind of trickled out since, do you feel like that is kind of still a problem? Like, do you think it's still going to be overloaded, or has any of those concerns sort of been calmed?
I mean, I guess we know so little in terms of like what the story is. We just know people who are in it, don't we? Mm. Perhaps if we'd have seen a trailer by now, I might have been a bit more like, oh, well, hang on, there's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Is this going to fit? I don't know. It's hard to say. What about you? Do you think that...
I'm more excited for all of the elements that we haven't seen yet. Yes, it was exciting seeing that Janet and Sophie were in the trailer.
Yeah.
But annoyingly, because we were on a delay, obviously, watching it in New Zealand, Legend of the Sea Devils, I had seen that they were back, and it was sporting on Twitter, so I didn't have quite the same reaction when it happened. But the stuff that Sacha Dhawan said is the thing that's interested me the most.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to read everything, because he's obviously by Doctor Who magazine and supported, but I'm going to read a couple of quotes out. So there's a Reichenbach's Falls moment between the Doctor and the Master that's being teased. So he says, there's one... this is a quote from DWM. There's one pivotal jaw-dropping moment in the episode. No spoilers. You'll know it when you see it, that Sasha is particularly proud of. I wanted it to be moving and epic. And when I watched the episode back myself, I thought, I'm so glad we landed that, because it kind of takes your breath away a bit. Mm. So what do we think that's alluding to? Is that the Doctor's demise? Because everybody's sort of thinking this Reichenbach Falls thing is the thing that leads to the Doctor's death.
Yeah.
I don't think it's as cut and dry as that.
No,
personally.
I don't think it is. I don't know. I am your brother.
Damn.
I am the timeless child.
Yeah. Yeah. That would unravel everything and kind of make it all a bit more palatable.
It would make it more palatable.
Yeah. So...
I don't know how Jo Martin would then fit into it. Is she the Master?
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, Jo Martin's obviously going to be in this special as well.
Oh, God, yeah. She must be, isn't she?
Yeah. Yeah. God, it's going to be a lot to take in.
And I mean, there's potentially other people that we can't really say are in it. But...
Well, yeah, I mean, that was kind of one of my predictions for later on. I was going to go through my predictions.
Yeah, okay.
I loved Mark Gatiss telling him, you're the first person to ever pronounce it Master because of his accent, which I thought was... It's these observations that, you know, even the super nerds who have now left the show are still kind of part of. He got his purple outfit to keep.
Yeah, he did, didn't he?
Which was quite
cool.
Sweet. He's been in touch with Russell, hoping that he can kind of make a bit of a return to the programme, which would be great. And he opens a lot up about his anxiety and mental health in this, and how the Doctor Who community has apparently helped him through opening up about that, which is fabulous. I, for one, think Sacha Dhawan's been fantastic. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens may be his final episode as the Master.
I'm interested to see where it all goes, and like the Rasputin stuff. That
will be his disguise.
Yeah, because he said in this that he wanted to do more disguises and stuff, which is great.
It's a nice element of the Master to come back, because you think that's too panto to do now.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they did it in the Doctor Falls. Was it Doctor Falls?
Yeah, yeah.
And shit, like
yeah, it worked.
Well, I mean, we knew he was coming back annoyingly, and immediately go, that looks like John Sim under a lot of prosthetics.
Putting on a very strange Eastern European accent.
I'm not sure he'd do that now. No. I get the funny impression that he'd probably be advised against that. Obviously, Janet and Sophie are also interviewed in this.
Yes.
So beyond, yes, they filmed in Bristol and we're annoyed we missed that. We also found out that Sophie burst into tears when she got off the phone to her agent about getting the job again, which is just like, it's a powerful thing coming back to that show,
it must
I'm sure.
Be, yeah.
And
especially for like Janet, because
who dressed up as JNT for the centenary rap
dressed
party.
Up as JNT. Yeah, you know, it must be weird for her because it's even further back for her. And I guess Sophie has had more of a connection with Doctor Who in terms of like writing her own book. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Continuing the character on her own terms in the setting of modern Doctor Who.
Whereas Janet has just sort of taken the piss out of it in audio commentaries. And,
yeah.
I'm joking. I think her performance is the one I'm looking forward to the most.
Yes.
Because you just think, okay, you've been away from this part. I mean, not really, because obviously they've done Big Finish, but she says in it, like, I haven't acted on screen for like 30 plus years.
Yeah.
How on
Other than the bloody DVD trailers.
Yeah, yeah, but that doesn't count. No. You know, like, how on earth do you approach coming back to that character after so long? Like, I know it's kind of helpful that other writers are sort of dreamt up, this is what they did in between, but you're the actor, you've got to believe that, or you've got to come up with your own spin on that. So it's going to be her performance is the one I'm looking forward to the most, I think.
Yeah, and like, how do they all fit? I think, well, I don't want to go into my predictions for the story just yet.
We'll get onto that in a second, because we thought that was it in terms of news that we'd be able to cover for today. But here comes a new challenger. Da-da-da-da. Jodie's interview for Empire, which actually comes out on Thursday this week, which is the day this episode is going out.
Was that just a snippet that we saw?
Yeah, it was like an excerpt from a larger article. So I guess there might be more photos in there as well.
Maybe.
But this is the quote from Jodie. It's one for the Whovians. It's a huge treat if you're a proper fan, which I kind of felt was a bit of a weird
that is
wording.
That's weird if you're a proper fan.
That's like, you know, that's what everybody says to not say on Twitter.
Mm,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, whatever. She's not plugged into the fandom, so she just says what she says. It's got all the iconic things that you associate with Doctor Who. It's massive. I love the dialogue Chris wrote for My Regeneration. It captures my Doctor beautifully. It's simple, epic, and beautiful. It's a sequence that Whittaker says is all in one long take.
Mm. God, I hope it's not some bloody long speech.
Well, she says it's simple.
So read that last bit again.
Okay.
I love the dialogue.
Chris wrote for My Regeneration, it captures my Doctor beautifully. It's simple, epic, and beautiful.
Is it just going to be like, oh, bloody hell, I'm regenerating?
Yeah. What's all that?
Yeah. Yep, she didn't know what she's doing.
I mean, I don't know what really to take away from all of that. I gather if you're a proper fan means deep cut references. You know, which kind of brings me on to my predictions for the episode. So have you got yours?
I've got my predictions.
All right, I'll run through mine. You tell me what you think. So number one, Tegan and Ace will pull together all of the Doctor's friends from across time and space to help.
Yes.
Yes. I think that's pretty clear.
Yeah. I think this is going to be a very companion-centric story.
Yes, yeah.
Because it's about the power of the Doctor, the power that the Doctor has on people.
Which is friendship. And we all know that at the end of the day, if you can't beat a monster with technobabble or a decent resolution to the plot, it's love that can save the day.
Yeah, or a baseball bat.
Or a baseball bat.
Nitro 9.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or a small dagger hidden inside your sock.
Mm.
You never know. I think that's pretty clear. And also from seeing the publicity photos, there's that big map behind Tegan and Ace.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking Ace is going to head up, because that's UNIT, apparently, that space they're in. So I'm guessing she's kind of heading up the Friends of the Doctor, you know, Friends Reunited, Companions Reunited, and she's getting on the blower to everybody and say, are you still alive? Oh, well, shit, no.
The Doctor Who Companion WhatsApp group.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. God, who would be the... I mean, I was going to say Adric would be annoying in that, but I think he probably doesn't send many messages in it.
No, probably not.
No, who would be the kind of, oh God, leave it, person in that chat, you know? Whenever you see a message, you just think, what is... It's not even a funny joke. K9.
K9, no. Captain Jack.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Not another dick pic. The Master will only be indirectly responsible for the 13th Doctor's death.
Yeah, it's going to be something like Yaz is...
That's my thought.
...going to get killed. And
I think that there's going to be not just the element of Master of Disguise that we see in classic Doctor Who, but I think there's also going to be a real element of hypnosis in this. And I think maybe even he planted the seeds in Spyfall when they were at the casino thing. But I think that she's like a sleeper agent for him.
Yeah, and that'd be really cool.
And because she fires a gun in the TARDIS. Yeah. Obviously, the state of temporal grace has been fucked since Attack of the Cybermen.
Yeah.
But I think that that is what kills the Doctor. And I think that that is the shit moment that everybody, although they talk about in the interviews, I think it's that the Master will use Yaz as his puppet to kill the Doctor.
That'd be cool. I like that idea,
because that's like a real tragedy, isn't it? Like she's just opened up about how she feels about her, but then there's the rejection at the end of, you know, Legend of the Sea Devils, so it's a bit of a, well, I can't have you anyway then, so
I'll shoot you in the
blow
face.
Your head off. So I think it will be something like that. I don't think that the Master having his kind of putting the dagger in almost.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah. And then the last one is the cliffhanger that sends us into the 60th will be the reveal that Jodie's actually regenerated into David.
Yeah.
So I don't think we'll necessarily see her face transform from one person to another. If we do, it might be shooty and then glitch for a second and then suddenly it's David. Because another thing that we should talk about in terms of news is the code word that's being used for the shooting that's been going on for the 60th anniversary. Have you heard about this?
No, I don't think so.
The kind of subtitle they're giving the work they're doing
right. Is
called The Bridge.
Oh, I did see this going around on Twitter and I didn't really catch on.
So I think the inference is that this will exist as a separate entity.
To bridge the two...
universes? Oh, shit. You never know.
You never know.
What were your predictions? What do you reckon?
The Companions thing... I can't remember what I was going to say now. The Companions thing was one. I want Auntie Vanessa to get mentioned. There needs to be something said about Tegan and the Master.
Yeah.
You know, because I think... from the inference was that they meet the Master, wasn't it,
in this magazine? I would hope so.
Yeah, because they said Sophie and Janet were like, oh, we love you as the Master. And then my third prediction is he's going to be very bloated and we're all going to be left at the end thinking, ah. Oh,
brilliant.
There's too much going on.
I love your optimism.
Yeah, sorry.
Well, you know... to be fair,
and there might be some old men in it.
You never know. I don't know
how they're going to fit into their costumes. My brother was like, when I told him, I was like, "There's been a suggestion that someone
you can get that, kilts with elasticated waistbands. It's fine.
There's someone that you like will be in returning to Doctor Who." And he said, "Oh no, please no, don't do it to him. What costume will they put him in?"
Oh, no.
I dread to think.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Maybe they'll just be floating heads.
In
the ether of the Matrix.
It's like a kind of Zagreus thing. And they can be other characters.
That's what I sort of said.
Because I think
they should do that for the Day of the Doctor, shouldn't they?
But then having said that, and I know everybody, well, you know, what are they going to look like in their costumes now? Mm. And that's been a conversation since 2003.
Yeah.
You know. Sylv still looks fucking great in his costume.
That thing that weekend where he actually got his proper costume back and was in the trousers and the whole gear, he looked amazing with Sophie.
Brilliant.
So you're just like, well,
You know, I'm not saying this to be rude, but makeup can do really great work
for people
on camera these days. Like, you know, I think they could make him look brilliant.
Yeah.
I think the only problem is it's just like their tone of voice.
Yes.
Like Peter suddenly appearing.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Fifth Doctor's been a 50-a-day smoker for how long? Yeah. You know what I mean? Tom coming back would obviously be immense.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like any Doctor return now is kind of like, it's going to have less of an impact because we've seen them return in those roles.
Yeah.
Even for the box set trailers and stuff.
Yeah. You know,
they've all kind of played their part again.
I think it would be nice to get Peter and Janet together.
Yeah.
You know, and then Sylvan,
Maybe Sophie. Maybe that would be it. It's like a kind of a closure thing. And how the Doctor can't give Yaz the kind of closure she wants, but maybe there can be some other tie-in with...
Because Tegan and the Doctor ended on weird terms and we don't really know what happened with Ace and
But I think there'll probably be some sort of like a... I can't imagine necessarily when they first see each other there will be running into each other's arms sort of thing.
No.
I can imagine there being a bit of a stony thing initially
and then
it kind of cools off.
Yeah, because I think there's a picture in here which is like Tegan looking a bit confused and Ace looking quite excited. Mm. And I reckon
that's just Jodie.
Yeah.
Like saying, I'm the Doctor. And,
and I think, Tegan's like, what? And Ace is like, oh, wicked.
Well, I've met her already because, you know, we had this whole adventure previously. I wonder if they'll tie that in.
That's the other thing I want to know if they'll do. Probably not.
It would seem a bit daft if they didn't, because Doctor Who's all about tying up the most... Like, if they dedicated, what was the episode, Survivors of the Flux, to unit dating.
True.
And they don't even slightly acknowledge this book that came out. That it was actually, you know, kind of the most publicised and well-received and most read of the 13th Doctor novels.
Yeah.
And, the Fugitive Doctor and Dwan Master, they've got Big Finish box sets now.
Yeah.
There's no way that these aspects aren't communicating with each other.
Yeah.
But it would seem a bit daft to not do it.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I just don't trust them. I don't trust them to do anything right.
Got no trust in Doctor Who's production team anymore.
Yeah.
Well, that
production team. Okay. The upcoming one, that's slightly different.
Okay. Well, that's all we can really say about the Centenary at the moment.
Yeah.
Really nice preview, though. It's good to finally get some information about the actual Centenary special. It's nice to be able to call it something.
Yeah.
And to know that it's coming out at some point in October.
It's soon, isn't it? Really?
Yeah, it's like, well, I think the weekend that it would fall on is like the 24th, 25th or something, I think, of October.
Right. Yeah.
It's around that week anyway. It's the week of the Centenary. So you'd imagine it's Saturday or Sunday that it's on.
Yeah.
So, that's the power of the Doctor.
Mm.
And we'll discuss the trailer when it comes out.
Yeah.
And you'll get your full review of the episode when that happens as well.
Yeah. Shuti Gatwa?
Shuti Gatwa.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Shuti Gatwa.
Before we break.
Yeah. So... Shuti Gatwa was photographed in an Instagram pic that Russell posted on his Instagram.
Phil Collinson with Andy Pryor, wasn't it?
Andy Pryor.
The old gang back together again.
The old gang back together, which is just
weird, isn't it?
Bonkers to see.
Yeah.
It looked to me like they were in a kind of a meeting room production office.
Maybe some scripts on the table.
Yeah, or some...
Documents or something.
Yeah, some kind of documents or stuff. And then later that day...
Right.
Shuti then posted on his own Instagram, I think he may have reshared Russell's picture, of him wearing this kind of draped... It was very sort of... Yeah, but it was very, you know, he's going to the Met Gala.
Yeah.
He'd wear some shit like that.
Yeah.
And immediately everybody started sharing and said, look, he's had a production meeting with him today and now he's suddenly posted a photo of himself in this outfit for a fitting.
Yeah.
It made me laugh because I remember when Peter Capaldi became the Doctor and he was like, well, for my costume, I wanted people to be able to go out and buy the things that I wore.
Mm.
And it was like, your shirts were like 900 quid a pop. Though.
I know, it's
like
insane.
You're wearing Paul Smith shit or whatever it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I don't think it's going to be much easier for people to get the accurate costume pieces for Shuti if that is indeed what he's wearing. If that was the underlayer of his outfit...
Mm.
What would you think of that as a costume for the Doctor? Yeah.
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everybody said that about Ecclescake's costume. And I guess there's more texture to it.
It is boring.
Yeah.
I still don't like Chris Ferguson's costume, really.
No, I don't. I've never got over it either.
No.
I don't know what else you put him in. But, yeah, I was watching... I told you I went to see Moon Age Daydream,
yeah,
the Bowie doc. And there's some really, really nice footage of him wandering around different countries where he's kind of exploring and getting influences and ideas. And he's dressed in this amazing... He's got his hair dyed blonde.
Right.
Like peroxide blonde. And he's got a hat a bit like the, you know, Fifth Doctor sort of...
Panama hat.
And he's got a sort of cream suit on. And he looks like a kind of an Englishman abroad. Like a typical Englishman sort of holiday.
Yeah.
I thought that would be a fucking great look for Shooty. Mm. Really kind of understated.
Yeah.
Super fashionable.
Yeah.
Because he's a clothes horse. Like, he can wear anything and it'll look good. But I like that idea of the kind of Englishman abroad vibe. I thought that could work for him quite well. I'm not too sure about what he's wearing now, but we'll see if that actually turns out to be
entirely relevant. I think that's probably just something...
Mm.
Like, it's probably going off to some event or something. Mm. But you know what they're like. I'm sure they probably said, oh, go on, post that, because it'll get people talking.
And it's nothing like what he's wearing.
And it'll be nothing like what he's wearing.
Do you reckon they've even got to that stage yet? Because
I imagine
Hollywood reporters saying November.
They're saying November, so I would imagine that, it must be underway.
Yeah.
Surely.
Yeah.
And I imagine it won't be long before we find out. If they do start filming in November and they start filming outside...
But it's exciting to think, like, what are they talking about in those meetings? Is it like, here's your costume, let's discuss the angle the show's going for, or that kind of stuff? Like, it's amazing to think that that stuff's happening.
It? Yeah, and there's like another era in between, almost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's weird. It's a very strange place to be with Doctor Who.
It reminds me, and that's why we might do it sort of towards November, of the 40th anniversary, where you've got this kind of sliver of time where the new Doctor is Richard E. Grant,
yeah,
and then immediately it becomes Chris Eccleston.
Yeah.
And you've got this kind of in-between Doctor for a special celebration before things start in earnest again.
Yeah.
And it's just, it'll be interesting to see how that's balanced and how they promote it, you know?
Yeah. Very good. Well, see you after the break.
See you after the break.
Welcome back.
As you can see...
We've still steeled ourselves for what we're about to do.
Because my stomach isn't feeling great at the moment.
So this could go...
Terribly wrong.
Very badly. Now, there's only us in the office and one other person, and he is a higher ranking person in this office, and I would prefer you not to come running out into the kitchen with shit down your legs or vomit down your front.
I've got an image of me standing there with sick down my front, that mum, I've been sick, me, to that. To your high-ranking bloke out there who looks like he's doing very important things.
Yes.
He's got one of those faces on him, you know, that's just like, I'm working. You know? Anyway, so we were very, very kindly sent some copies of this brand new Doctor Who quiz book.
I haven't actually seen this yet.
It's lovely. It reminds me of the old Doctor Who novels. It's got the same sort of like hardback
feel, isn't it?
Yeah. Which I'm sure was intentional. Written by Beth Axford. So lovely to see somebody in the community doing cool things.
Mm.
And we kind of wanted to support that. Does it smell like an old Doctor Who book?
It smells like a new book. It's a good smell.
It smells good.
You better keep that one.
Yeah.
That's your copy.
Because we are actually going to give some of these away. I might need to make a note somewhere to know that that's the one that I'm going to keep. So yeah, we've got two to give away to our lovely viewers and listeners, and one to give away for a Patreon supporter. And we'll announce on Twitter how these are being given away, because I haven't quite worked that out yet, but only people in the UK... we'll be getting it, because postage is a bitch.
Yes.
So, you're going to need a copy to read from.
Okay, cool.
And I'm going to need a copy to read from.
Nice.
Now, scanning through it, I think, you know, it's great, because it does cater for all...
ages.
Age groups and all knowledge groups of Doctor Who.
I mean, I told Johnny and Annie about this, and they were like, oh, I hope you get a copy to bring home, because they are all keen to have a go.
That's fine, and you can tell them how... embarrassing it was when I was sick there myself.
Oh dear.
So I have a feeling that the slightly trickier ones might be towards the back.
Right. So that's what we want to do, don't
but,
we?
But let's go. Which of these categories take your fancy, Matt? The Doctor's Many Faces, Friends of the Doctor, the TARDIS. Should we do Friends of the Doctor? It feels like the Power of the Doctor's coming up.
Yeah, go on then.
It seems that we should do that. That'll be your first category I'm going to do for you, all right?
Okay.
So let's get some tension music playing. That's more work for you. Right.
Can it just be me going...
The fuck is that?
I don't know.
I thought you were going to at least try and do like It's a Millionaire.
Oh yeah, but I can't think of any theme tunes. I didn't sleep last night, so.
Fair enough, me neither. This is
that's not an indication that we share the same bed.
No, that's true. This is the...
Yeah, we should point out what we're going to do.
The element of disaster
yeah.
that could cause me to spill my guts. I'm already getting there. It's just because I've had a fizzy drink. It's all right. Apparently supposed to settle your stomach.
It is supposed to, yes.
So we have got Bean Boozled. If you don't know what Bean Boozled is, you must have only just opened up a YouTube account.
Yeah.
Some of these flavors.
There's some hard questions, yeah? Some categories here. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Like behind the TARDIS. Is that just going to be behind the scenes stuff?
Or maybe. That would be interesting.
Are those now, the answers? I don't want to look at those.
Some of these... So basically, all these jelly beans look the same. You've got no idea whether or not you're getting a nice flavoured one or a gross flavoured one. I'm going to run through some of the flavours.
Wow. The smell...
What?
It was like a smell of, like, feet and cheese.
Oh, it doesn't smell good. Okay.
Try hold it together, please.
Liver and onions. Cappuccino. Old right. bandage. Pomegranate, rotten egg, buttered popcorn. So these are the kind of the nice ones. Yeah. So toothpaste.
Yeah.
Or like a berry blue flavour. Vomit or peach.
Right.
Stink bug, toasted marshmallow, bogey, juicy pear. I think we should probably just tuck in and see what these flavours are.
Yeah.
So
if we get a question wrong,
you have to divulge.
Dip into the thing.
Okay, so
do we flick the spinner.
I think maybe we flick
Oh, yeah, you flick the spinner to choose which
cut. I think we do that.
Yeah, go, well, why not?
Okay, then, let's go. So, when we first enter the world of Doctor Who,
yes.
in an earthly child,
yes.
the Doctor is living in his TARDIS in a junkyard with his granddaughter.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Susan Foreman.
Oh, well done. I mean, it says Susan here, so technically you should just spin that. I'm not going to do that to you.
Please, no.
Sarah Jane Smith first met the Doctor in The Time Warrior. What was her occupation that led her to meeting the Third Doctor?
She was a journalist.
The 11th Doctor. This is at this point when I start mentioning new series.
Yeah,
stuff.
my anus clenched.
The 11th Doctor crashed the TARDIS into Amy Pond's back garden while recovering from his recent regeneration. Which village was her home located in, and was also the site of a crack in time?
Oh fuck!
Do you think you can do it without me doing multiple choice?
Does it begin with L?
It does.
Is it something like Ledworth?
Bang on.
He's escaped.
Companion to the 7th Doctor. Ace created her own explosive that she used to destroy a Dalek and later blow up a cyber shuttle. What was the name that she gave it?
Nitro 9.
Martha Jones was training to be a doctor when she met the 10th Doctor. Which space police aliens did they meet in the Royal Hope Hospital that got transported to the moon?
I was dreading you were going to ask me what the name of the bloody hospital was, but... What was it? The question?
He's fucked it. He's got to eat one. What were the... Jadoon is the answer. I know you would.
I thought you said Jadoon.
Did I say Jadoon? I did that once. I did a tipping point audition and I said the answer when people were supposed to be writing it down. And
right.
they all looked at me and went, did you just say... No, I don't think so. I was totally oblivious. And everybody else in the room was like, you just said the answer in the question.
You were like, well, don't grass me up about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
You know.
True or false, Rose Tyler joined the TARDIS in 2005 and travelled with two Doctors, the 9th and 10th incarnations.
True.
The Doctor travels with friends from all over the Earth. What was the name of the Doctor's American friend with whom he travelled during his 5th and 6th incarnations?
Perpigillian Brown.
Clara Oswald joined the Doctor on his travels in 2013 when she was a nanny. She later became a school teacher. But which school did she work at that also featured in Doctor Who way back in 1963?
Coal Hill School.
True or false? Spirited 7th Doctor companion Melanie Bush was played by famous UK actor Bonnie Langford.
That is true.
I think Matt's all right. I think we need to go for the harder ones.
Yeah.
You dig out a category for me.
Right. Okay. Let's see. That was okay. I mean, I almost shit my pants thinking about.
It's all the new series ones.
It's the new
series
ones. Well, there's a Friends of the Doctor Part 2.
Go to the back, because I think the trickier ones are going to be at the back.
So, shall we do Defenders of Earth?
Do Defenders of Earth.
I don't know what that entails. Probably more sort of companion-y type things.
Yeah.
But we'll soon find out. Oh, that's interesting. Almost a spin-off.
It's really nicely put together, this. The illustrations are really lovely. All totally unofficial, but, you know, a lot of love's obviously gone into it.
It is, yeah, it's nice. Right then. Oh my God.
Oh no,
I'm
don't.
So sorry. Straight away, if I was in your shoes, I'd be pooing my pants. Oh, right. Hang on, I just need to try and find where the answers are. What chapter is this?
I'm sweating like a cornered nun. I'm really not.
Here we go. Right. Go, how many incarnations of the Doctor have the Brigadier and his daughter, Kate Stewart, collectively met?
Okay. What? Surely... Oh, hang on. Together. So how many has the Brig met added to how many Kate Stewart has met?
So the Stewart family lineage, how many have they met?
2, 3, 4, 5... I mean, does Dimensions in Time count?
I will tell you now that spin-off media does not appear to be included.
Okay, 7. And Big Finish doesn't count?
Nope.
Okay. 11. No, he was dead when he called him on the phone, which is a very depressing scene. 12. They've both met him because it's Cyber Brig. And I guess 13, is that, does it count?
Yeah.
When was this? Yeah, so we're saying 8. What was it?
11.
Go on.
Incarnations.
I'm not a Doctor Who fan.
So the War Doctor is included in that because...
Oh, fuck, Day of the Doctor. Oh, bollocks. Oh, 10 as well. Oh.
Yeah.
And 11.
And 11.
Bugger. So those are the ones I missed out.
And the First Doctor, because they see him on... Brigadier sees him on the scanner in Three Doctors.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right. Well, look. Ultimately, it's still...
I'm praying for your...
It's still 50-50.
Insides.
So I'm either going to get birthday cake or dirty dishwasher, which is not too bad.
No,
that but... definitely could have gone... I'm just trying to work out which one it is. I think it's this one. So... Yeah. That's dirty dishwasher. Yep.
Is it disgusting?
It actually tastes like soap suds.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably worse things you could have.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, they're in there.
Like,
and I'll probably have to eat another one after this next question.
Dog's anus or something.
Go on.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
Go on. Just do it.
In which year... You brought this on yourself. You said go to the end.
Yeah, I know.
In which year was the Torchwood Institute founded?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Well, when was Queen Vic around? I don't know what year that Truth and Claw is set. I'm going to say 18... Fuck.
I'm just looking at the other questions.
I've got to carry on. I'm going to say 1889. Complete guess.
Is that your final answer?
No, 1911 is my final answer. She was dead by then, wasn't she?
Yeah.
1879, okay.
I'm afraid.
Okay. I mean, I knew it was going to be me doing this. So this is either buttered popcorn or rotten egg.
I mean, I wouldn't have had a clue either.
No.
And to be honest, I probably would have ballsed up the last question too about the Doctors.
Yep.
What was that? Egg?
That was rotten egg. Yep. Okay.
Do you want to have a swig of something?
Yeah, go on.
Right, you might as well start flicking for a bean. The Bane artificially created a boy who later went on to become Sarah Jane Smith's adopted son, Luke.
Yeah.
What name did the Bane give to their creation? I'm going to say don't...
Don't even go for it, because I'm not going to know.
Because you're not going to know.
No.
So that's not fair.
All right,
so.
he's given me a stay of execution now.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
The answer was the archetype.
Oh, it is. It's kind of impressive how they're able to distill tastes.
Yeah.
And I can't wait for you to have one.
And also... what caused a tear in space and time around Coal Hill School, leading a band of students to team up to protect the area from alien forces.
They're called the Shadowkin. Is that not the cause? Or is it...
That isn't the cause, but because of the nature of the... Because it's about...
It is class.
It is class. Yeah. My clue was going to be...
Thank you very much. That would have really helped.
Yeah.
I'm amazed I even remember the name of the villains, to be fair.
Yeah, the answer was an excess of Artron energy in the area. It just says creature from other worlds were attracted to the tear in space. Thus, Coal Hill's defenders were born.
I don't want to know about bloody class. Get on with proper Doctor Who.
Here's a proper Doctor Who question.
Oh, Jesus.
Where did the Master, disguised as Harold Saxon, send the Torchwood 3 gang on a wild goose chase mission during the events of The Sound of Drums? Wouldn't have a frigging clue.
I've sent them on a little goose chase to... Before I say it, I'm going to ask, is it a... location that has been in an episode of Doctor Who before, like a place, a locale.
Yes.
In something we've discussed recently.
Yes.
Is it the Himalayas?
It is.
Fucking get in, son. Well, I think done. For that you need to fucking get in there, and I want get your gums around that. Go on.
God, you said that with such venom.
Because the chances are I'm going to have to eat more of these than you will.
Well, look, that was...
Was that the end of that chapter?
Well, there are more, but okay. There's a
cut-off. A page
break? Yeah. All right. So do you want me to...
I think you should have one now.
Right, fair enough.
I think you should have one now, just so I can feel better about myself.
So what's this then? Pomegranate or old bandage? Right, well...
He'll get pomegranate.
Nope, that's old bandage.
Yeah? Mm. Do you reckon you can swallow it?
Ugh.
Oh, isn't it gross?
Oh, fucking vile.
It's horrible. Absolutely horrible. We were going to do this with like hot sauce. We were going to do hot ones, but my tolerance for spice is much higher than yours. Mm. But it's kind of like roles are reversed, where my stomach is far more fragile now than yours. So, I'm glad. Right, shall I do behind
that
the
TARDIS? That wasn't too bad. That could have been worse.
Shall I do behind the TARDIS?
Go on then. Oh, fuck me. It's like TCP.
Right. Isn't it amazing how they're able to just...
That is rancid.
Do that. It's amazing.
I went from saying, that wasn't too bad, to, ugh.
Okay.
Oh, that's new. That's a new flavour as well. TCP flavour.
Okay, I need to get the answers up here. Right. Matthew.
Hello.
Which story was producer Verity Lambert's last on Doctor Who?
Mission to the Unknown.
Who has written the most individual episodes of Doctor Who?
Stephen Moffat.
Eat a fucking bean, my friend. Robert Holmes.
Really?
With a total of 64.
Wow. Well, I'm glad. I gladly eat this sweet because...
In memory of you, Robert.
Yeah.
Let's hope you get a meat-flavoured one so you can really anger him.
Toasted marshmallow or stink bug.
Okay.
So that's like yellow with brown, clear with brown
speckles.
I feel
really sorry for the poor researchers who had to sit there eating stink bugs to figure out what the taste was.
I guess it's this one?
Yeah.
No, it's that one. Ooh, toasted marshmallow.
Right. Which fake show did Jenna Coleman pretend she was auditioning for when she was in fact auditioning for Doctor Who?
No idea.
Men on Waves, which is an anagram of Woman 7, as she was the Doctor's a companion for the 7th series. Tuck in, Babs.
This is a great
I'm loving it. Yeah, I'm relishing it.
So this is either Dirty Dishes or Birthday Cake.
Okay. I've had the Dirty Dishes one, so... That's the one that's still in my mouth at the moment. That's the flavour I've still got lingering.
Well...
Is it a nice one?
That was a nice one.
Okay, but
and
it's not...
it was the wrong one.
It's not birthday cake.
It was Tutti Frutti.
Okay, so you almost ate stinky socks voluntarily there.
Lovely.
In which castle were scenes from Silver Nemesis filmed?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
We've got to get Johnny in on one of these.
I haven't got a clue.
Arundel Castle. Tuck in, my friend.
Damn. Hang on, I didn't flick that. Oh, my God. Banana smoothie or dead fish?
Are you a fish person, Matt?
I love fish.
Yeah?
I had fish for tea, actually.
Are we good? Have we avoided the fish?
I mean, it's slightly fishy.
But it's not dead fishy.
No.
Okay, fine, fair enough. I'll tell you what, I'll have to chew some more of those because I feel terrible. You're actually like swallowing them and I just spat them out immediately as soon as I taste the flavour.
Yeah, but you've got issues.
thanks for admitting that. Who designed the first ever TARDIS interior?
Oh God, I know this. Why has my brain gone blank?
It's the fish, mate.
Peter Brukhaki.
Nice. Which story was the first to be filmed in high definition?
The first story to be filmed in high definition was Planet of the Dead.
And how many arrangements of the Doctor Who theme tune did Delia Derbyshire create?
I'm going to say 3.
Okay. Tuck in. 4.
Oh, really?
4 versions of the theme tune.
Wow.
Maybe does the Delaware version count?
I counted the Delaware version.
I think I've always got confused between like 2 and 3 and 4, but I think it's the shortness of them.
Right.
Some of them have a sting at the start, yeah. Some of them don't.
Right, what's that? Peach or a fart? Marvellous.
I think we do 2 more categories each.
I think I ate dead fish again.
Oh, well done. Right, find me a category and I'll chew these mothers. Oh. Has it got unpleasant now?
Mm.
Yeah. It started to get grim. I can smell it coming off you.
Right. Let's.
Are you going to do me a niceness or are you going to do me a madness? This is torture.
Historical adventures.
I hate history. Go for it. Why not?
Oh, do you?
Well, I'm just recalling dates and stuff, unless it's to do with Doctor Who.
I like that there's like a little introduction to each chapter.
Yeah, that's nice.
That is nice. Right. Historical adventures. Let me find the answers.
Don't look at the answers for any other ones.
I'm not looking at the answers for any other one. Here we go. Okay. Historical adventures, right. We shan't do them all because there's like 18 questions.
Okay.
So
do like 6 or 7.
Yeah, I'll do the first 6. The Doctor has had their fair share of romantic relationships and even a couple of marriages. Which Queen did the 10th Doctor reluctantly marry in the Day of the Doctor? I can give you the options, should you wish to have them.
Elizabeth I.
Correct. Well done. The Doctor loves to give every new TARDIS traveller a trip back in time to remember. Which civil rights activist did the 13th Doctor, Yaz, Ryan and Graham meet on their first trip into the past?
Rosa Parks.
Correct. The first Doctor and his friends often visited Earth's past. Which of his companions was mistaken for the ancient god Yataxa when the gang travelled to the 15th century Mexico in the 1964 story, The Aztecs?
Barbara Wright.
Correct. Which companion accidentally joined the third Doctor in travelling to the 13th century where the Sontarans made their first appearance?
Which companion?
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Jane Smith?
Correct. I'm not even looking at the answers. The Doctor and Amy Pond met Vincent van Gogh in Vincent and the Doctor. Which painting did the struggling artist dedicate to Amy, which was later displayed in the Musée d'Orsay... I can't say the name of the thing because I can't speak French. The Musée d'Orsay in Paris.
Don't give me the multiple choice. I'm going to say it's just called Sunflowers.
I mean, that isn't the full title, but I will let you have it because it was the painting.
Okay.
It's Vase with 12 flowers, sunflowers. And then final question for this round. Occasionally, the Doctor bumps into famous leaders and warriors from our history too. Which Doctor met Richard the Lionheart?
Number one.
Correct.
Right.
Well, that was a nice, easy one for
you. I'll give you a really hard one in return.
Thanks.
Lovely. Okay. Behind the Blue Box.
Right.
How many questions are there for this one? There's 14. I reckon I'm going to ask you...
I've got some stuck in between my teeth.
I'm going to ask you half of these and you can ask me half, all right?
All right.
And we'll make this the decider.
Okay.
Right. I've done these ones. We're going to do a completely different category.
I'm sure you've done that one.
Well,
maybe that'll be the ones that I ask you next. I'll ask you the other half.
Good idea. Okay. Mysterious planet.
Right.
Okay.
Whoa, mysterious planet.
I never expected to hear you sing Peter Andre on this podcast, but there we go. You constantly surprise me. Right, Gallifrey and the Time Lord. Where is that? Right. Home to the Time Lords. Which planet? The planet Gallifrey resides in which constellation?
The constellation of Casterbrus.
Which game used the Death Zone on Gallifrey?
Which game? The game of Rassilon.
What instigated the Eighth Doctor's regeneration into the War Doctor, a face they chose to help them take on the Time War?
What's it called? Elixir of Life, the Sacred Flame.
Yeah.
Sisterhood of Khan.
I mean, there's kind of two parts to that, in that it's, he died in a spaceship crash.
Right.
And then was brought back to life to have the elixir.
Right.
But so the elixir didn't kill him, but I'll give it.
Oh, there's a question, what killed him?
Well, I mean, I'm not too sure. What were the indigenous people of Gallifrey called?
The Shabugans.
The Hand of Omega transformed stars into supernovas in order to fuel what?
Say that again.
The Hand of Omega transformed stars into supernovas in order to fuel what?
The Eye of Harmony? Black holes? Stellar manipulator?
It was to fuel time travel for the people of Gallifrey.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't get from you. So I'm afraid you're going to have to have one.
Eye of Harmony. I mean, yeah, that's fine. Oh, this is a different one. Cappuccino or liver and onion? Well, there's no mistaking what colour that is. It's this brown one.
I wouldn't mind liver and onion.
Neither would I, but I had cappuccino.
So. This one you're bound to get. Where was the Doctor found as a child by Tek Tayun?
I don't know, through some fucking wibbly wobbly wanky thing.
Tuck in.
What was it?
It was the Doctor was found as a child at a boundary to another dimension by Tek Tayun.
I don't class that as canon, so I'm not doing it.
You're one of them, are you?
I'm one of them. Fuck that nonsense. The Doctor was born on Gallifrey in the constellation of Casterbrus, and anything else noted otherwise can get.
He's an Old Testament Doctor Who fan.
I'm an Old Testament Doctor Who fan. It'll all get forgotten when Russell T Davies comes back. I think this is the right one. Is that the right colour? I don't know.
What have you got?
I've got this one.
Is that? Okay.
Do you think?
So it's either...
That's like the only one with like the brown specks.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think that might be that one. So what flavour are you getting off of that?
Fucking shit wank flavour.
What is it?
Stink bug, I guess.
Is it stink bug? If people have really odd tummies listening to this, you're not going to have a great time either.
No.
We'll just make retching noises just every now and again. In which story did the Time Lords grant the Doctor a new regeneration cycle?
Time of the Doctor.
Who played Rassilon in the End of Time?
Timothy Dalton.
Gallifrey. Fucking hell, mate.
God, I can't go back and kiss Annie.
Gallifrey.
She's straight on the plane back to Brazil.
Gallifrey is integral to the Doctor's journey, but has only appeared in a handful of episodes over the years. In which story did the planet first appear?
Gallifrey.
Mm-hmm.
In the constellation Gallifrey. Tom Baker, Gallifrey. The War Games.
Where does a Time Lord mind go when it dies?
The Matrix.
Which bell can be found not only in the TARDIS, but also upon Gallifrey, which usually sounds during times of danger?
The cloister bell. My brain.
Whoa, I was going to say for a second. I was like, oh. Why did the Time Lords exile the Doctor to Earth?
For interfering.
Violating the non-interference policy. Name the two alien races that invaded Gallifrey during the invasion of time.
The Vardans and the Sontarans.
Which character was the first Time Lord to appear in Doctor Who aside from the Doctor and Susan Foreman?
The War Chief. No, the Time Meddler!
Get in there!
Damn! No! Why'd you do this? Oh, the fucking stink bug again.
You'll get this next one, don't worry. You'll get your last one.
Well, I guess it's... They're hard to...
They are hard. Yeah, and they need to change the colours a little bit. So this might be another stink bug, or it might be... If you can't tell the difference, that's quite worrying, you know? ASMR, people are absolutely loving this one.
I don't really know. I don't know what that was.
Do you like it?
That wasn't unpleasant.
Okay. And the last one is, Gallifrey is vast and beautiful with orange skies and snow-capped mountains. On which continent of Gallifrey was the capital located?
I don't know.
You'll kick yourself when you hear it. But it's one of those that, you know...
It's a new series, flim-flam stuff. I don't know.
The capital resided on the continent of Wild Endeavour.
Oh, that fucking mad spin-off that nearly... Well, clearly never was going to end up happening, but... That is Pomegranate or Old Bandage. Oh, not that one again.
Old Bandage again.
That was absolutely foul. Yep, all bandaged.
Lovely, there you go. And you can give me whichever category you fancy. I can't believe you're actually, like, having them.
I'm hard.
You're fucking hard, mate. Ugh. I actually do feel less queasy now.
Yeah. Mm. I think I'll do the behind the sofa, whatever it's called, behind the TARDIS.
And then I think maybe you've got one more after that, and then we're even.
Is it?
I think so.
I'm enjoying this. This is good. I will go through the whole book.
Well, you will. You'll be able to take it home. And you guys will be able to have a copy as well.
Yeah. Right. Hang on. Maybe I should just look at the contents page.
I know
how to use books. I am 30. I should know. Right. Here we go, then. Behind the TARDIS. I'm trying to see what the last question was you asked me. The Delia Derbyshire one. Which Doctor Who story is recorded as the most watched ever on its original broadcast in the UK?
City of Death. You want a specific episode?
Hang on. Let me get the... I should probably find the answer, shouldn't I, really?
Or is it like episode 3 of Destiny of the Daleks?
I mean, it is City of Death. I would have loved you to say episode 4, garnering 16.1 million viewers, but okay. I will let you have it.
Thank you. I can smell your breath from over here. It's a mixture of all the worst things possible. Okay.
How was the TARDIS... Oh, these are fucking easy. How was the TARDIS dematerialisation sound effect created?
Front door key being struck up and down.
Yeah, yeah. Well done. Right. Which classic Doctor Who story was the last to be filmed before the show was cancelled?
Ghostlight.
Yeah, you bastard. Right. Which costume designer worked on series 1 of New Who?
Oh my god.
That is a hard one. I wouldn't have a clue.
I wouldn't have a Scooby. It's not Ray Holman, but I'm going to say Ray Holman.
No, it was Lucinda Wright.
Well, Lucinda, you may have just... What's that landed on? Oh, it's landed on birthday cake or dirty dishwasher.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dirty dishwasher, yeah. Yeah. But I will finish it.
You sure?
Yep.
I just don't want you to vomit all over me.
That's right. Just talk about anything else.
True or false? The first ever episode of Doctor Who was filmed twice.
True.
Yep. Which story had the working title Wounded Time? Ooh, I don't know.
Wounded Time.
Ooh.
City of Death.
Oh. It is Father's Day.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh shit, okay, this is the one I was worried about. So this is Bath.
Oh dear.
So this is, I think, that one.
Yeah, it looks like it to me. Good luck.
I don't believe in God.
Pray for Peach.
Oh, it's fucking Peach!
Yay!
Get him.
Well done. And last but not least.
I'm swearing a lot in this one, apologies.
Which writer is the only person to have written for the classic and new series of Doctor Who?
Rona Munro.
Correct.
Okay, you've got one last category for me to run through. I will let you choose it though, Matthew. I'm going to give you a selection.
I want to do Cybermen.
You want to do Cybermen?
Because I love Cybermen.
Okay, let's go for Cybermen. Right.
We've already done Gallifrey.
We have.
And I didn't do particularly well.
Okie dokie, matey.
Okie dokie, skip.
Okay, let's go through these then.
Right.
Which, I think it's after that one. Historical Adventures. Bum, 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 da, 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 ba, bum. What year did the Cybermen first debut in Doctor Who during William Hartnell's first episode as the first Doctor in the Tenth Planet?
1966.
Correct. Every enemy of the Doctor has a weakness. What material are some versions of the Cybermen allergic to?
Gold.
What companion, or which companion was converted into a Cyberman after getting shot during World Enough and Time the Doctor Falls? These are easy.
Bill.
True or false, two people came up with the idea of the Cybermen. Kit Pedler, a scientific advisor for Doctor Who, and Jerry Davis, the show's story editor.
Yes, true.
There are many different types and ranks of Cybermen. A Cyberman with black handles on his helmet is commonly known as what?
The Cyber Leader.
Which planet was home to a tomb chock full of Cybermen in Tomb of the Cybermen?
Delos.
The head of... You're very good at that. the head of a Cyberman became the Doctor's companion while he was protecting the planet Trenzalore during Time of the Doctor. What name did he give to his cyber friend?
Andals.
What device... Played by Kyra Novak, who is the phone jacker. what...
Andor? Is that his name in...
What We Do in the Shadows?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Fantastic.
What device fitted into a Cyberman suit stops them from feeling emotions such as love, fear, or pain?
An emotional inhibitor.
Cybermats acted as agents for the Cybermen used for sabotage to do their dirty work for them. Which insect inspired their design?
Caterpillar? Woodlouse?
You said caterpillar first.
Fuck yeah,
it was woodlouse.
Oh, what's that? Oh, not fucking dead fish again. Crike.
You are not having a good time.
I'm not having a good time.
I love the fact you had fish before
time.
You came out.
Having
as well.
Yeah, I had it. Oh, banana smoothie is what I got. Nice.
And finally, you'll ace this. When the Cybermen returned to Doctor Who in 2006, they came with a terrifying new catchphrase. What was their murderous cry before they took down their victims?
Control, Alt, Delete.
Correct. I mean, it was actually Delete.
I know. Shall I flick it?
Why not? One last time.
Shall
it's
I
the last
shall
one.
Shall I flick the bean before...
I feel like I probably should.
Oh,
have.
A new one.
Oh,
green.
No. I probably should have a go at another one
juicy,
before we finish.
Juicy pear.
Yeah, or don't say anything.
Or bogey. I mean, I guess that's boogies.
Yeah? You don't know what they taste like? I'd hope not. Oh, that one's toothpaste. This is actually helping me kind of... Actually, it's pretty rank toothpaste. This is like Sensodyne. This is like hardcore, you know, teeth...
Clinical teeth.
Like hurting all the time. Toothpaste.
Wow. Well, there we go.
Wow. So, well, look...
That was good fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, we should do more of this kind of thing. I wasn't sick, which I'm very grateful for. Mm. And we're also very, very grateful to Beth.
To Beth, yeah.
And the publishers of this fantastic book. Bonnier Books, I think is how you pronounce it. You can get this now on pre-order. The link for which is down below. Matt is continually sniffing the book. And go and have a look at the social medias now where you can see.
I actually didn't even realise I was sniffing the book until you said it. And I was like, oh yeah, I am. But I'm just a book sniffer.
He sniffs a lot of weird things. You can pre-order this book now and you'll have a chance to win this. Go and have a look at the Twitter account. That's probably the place where you will find the information on how to win these.
Very good.
So yeah, there we go.
Right, well, next time we'll be back talking about... What are we talking about, Billy?
The Series 1 finale, Bad Wolf, Parting of the Ways.
Yes.
It may be something else...
In between,
or this as the second half of that one, I guess we have to work out how long we spend doing the thing. But there might be an interview coming up, which will be exciting. So yeah,
see you then, muchachos. Enjoy your bogey jelly beans. Bye.